Excuse me, sir. Would you mind if I took a seat at your table? As you can see, there are no other available seats, and I find that I'm quite fatigued from the summer heat. Oh, thank you so very much, sir. Yes, I'm just visiting. Could you tell? I'm actually from Westfall, but my friends have told me that I simply must come and visit this lovely little town. Judging from your attire and your relaxed demeanor, I can only guess you're a local. My, what a surprise. You're from Dalbergen? One of my best friends is also from there. I'm tempted to ask if you know of her, but considering there must be at least 100,000 residents hailing from there, I'd imagine the chances of you knowing my dearest Gertie would be akin to finding the proverbial needle in the haystack. Oh, forgive me. I don't mean to prattle on, so. Actually, I'm traveling by myself, and I haven't really spoken to anyone else since I left Westfall a few days ago. I suppose you can say that I'm just bursting at the seams to talk to someone. Oh, but I see that you're reading the local paper. If you would prefer, then please, don't be afraid to tell me you'd rather enjoy your paper and coffee in peace. I shall simply finish my delicious strawberry cafe au lait and leave you to your thoughts, sir. Ah, well, it is a joy to make your acquaintance. And what a coincidence! Or should one call it kismet? My sister recently gave birth to a gorgeous baby boy, and you two share the same name. If you will excuse my boldness, not only do you two share the same name, you both have the most lovely eyes I've ever seen. One could simply drown in them, and not even care if they ever resurface. I'm Charlotte, Lottie to my friends. Are you absolutely sure you don't wish to continue reading your paper? I'd hate to think you'd waste such a peaceful morning like this just to keep someone like me entertained. Oh, now I find myself wishing I hadn't bothered you at all. You are simply far too kind. Will you be in this village for long? Or perhaps that is far too sensitive of a question to ask. If there is something you'd rather not answer, please, do tell me. I'm afraid I'm a bit of an idiot when it comes to talking to people. My mouth runs away from me rather badly, especially in the presence of such attractive visage. Oh, dear. I said that out loud, didn't I? But you see what I mean, don't you? Sometimes, I can be so airheaded, it's a surprise I don't just float a few feet above the ground. Such a gentleman. Truly, I am so lucky to have come across a personage like yourself. You know, the people who recommended that I visit here told me to watch out for suspicious folks, but I'm beginning to think they might have exaggerated quite a bit. Why, ever since I've arrived here on the evening train, there hasn't been a single harsh word said or action done against me. Everyone has been simply delightful, and certainly you are no exception. Why, I think I shall find it quite difficult to return home after my sojourn here. Yes, I'm very much enjoying my visit here. The food, the people, the music. It's all very different from Westfall. Have you been there before? No? Well, for all of its technological prowess, I'm afraid my hometown can be quite gray and rather unforgiving. Everything must be just so, and if not, then people stare at you as though you've sprouted a second head. I'm afraid something has been lost for all of our technological advances. It's such a shame. My grandparents spoke so highly of their youth spent in Westfall, but as for me, I'm afraid most of my childhood time was spent either in the schoolroom or in an indoor gymnasium, since the air outside was not advisable to spend any extended period of time. Perhaps you have heard of the term iron lungs? I'm afraid that was born in Westfall. Yes, the city coffers might be rich in material wealth, and yet I can't help but think that perhaps a bit of that wealth could be sacrificed for the citizens' well-being. My, how my tongue does run away with me. This is why my friends are always telling me, Lottie, dearest, if words were weighted in gold, you'd be... Oh, dear, I'm so sorry. Please, let me get that for you. Ugh. I am so very clumsy, aren't I? Look, the edges are wet. Won't you allow me to buy you another copy? It's the least I can do. Are you sure? You're not just saying that to make me feel better? Oh, I feel like such an imbecile. I really wanted to show you the good side of me, but it seems like all you've learned is that I talk too much, I'm not very intelligent, and indeed, I'm clumsy to boot. There just isn't any merit to a girl like me, is there? What would make me feel better? Well, perhaps you can tell me some things about yourself that you think are bothersome. And please, refrain from saying something like, I'm too handsome for my own good, because I fail to see how that could be a disadvantage in life. Sir, I'll have you know that I am a very bad liar. I speak only the truth, and the truth is this. You are a devastatingly attractive man, so let us speak no more on the matter. Yes? No, I shall expect you to say something like, I'm selfish, or perhaps, I'm bad with money, or even, I've been known to drown kittens in burlap sacks tossed into the river with a heavy brick. That last part was just a joke, in case that wasn't patently clear. You're too exacting? Fastidious. Sir, I asked you to label your bad traits, not good ones. You think being fastidious is a bad thing? Oh, heavens. What I would do with a boyfriend such as yourself. Oh, that was just a joke. I didn't mean to make it sound as though I was coming on to you or anything. I might be a little flirtatious from time to time, but I know my place in you. I must unfortunately confess are far out of my league. Oh, you finished your coffee. May I buy you another? As you can tell, another one of my bad traits is I can be quite selfish. Once you've finished your coffee and since your paper's too wet to read, you have no more reason to linger here, and I do so enjoy speaking with you. The men in Westfall can be so cold and demanding, and you are warm and gentle. The summer, it's their winter. Yes, it will be so very difficult to go back home. What do you mean? No evening train from Westfall? Why, of course there is. I arrived here, from Westfall, at 7 p.m. a few days ago. You know, there are over 50 trains that go through that depot every day. Surely you don't have the schedule for every single one memorized? Or perhaps you do. As expected of someone of your caliber, sir. Or should I call you Agent Cipher? Oh, please, don't get up. You'll fall right over and land in that puddle over there. The one that ruined your lovely morning paper. You seem shocked. Yes, just as you suspected. I've drugged you. My dear sir, you shouldn't let a bumbling yet charming young lady such as helpless little Lottie turn your head. But you did, when you chose so valiantly to bend down to pick up your paper. And that gave me enough time to slip something a little special into your half-drunk coffee. You know, I've been hearing rumors about Agent Cipher. Once the most celebrated government spy of Longvilliers, appearing to lose his touch when a lovely young baroness was killed while under his protection. And what's worse, and you know how rumors are, how they love to twist facts to suit their own sordid tastes. Yes, that poor Baroness Lefeu, being his lover. Oh, dear, dear, dear. Two mistakes like that. The first, being letting your charge die, and the second, and arguably more ruinous than the first, to actually fall in love with your charge. Well, it's no wonder your head's not on straight. Otherwise, you would have seen through my disguise before I even had the chance to sit down. No wonder your government saw fit to put you on leave. It's unfortunate for you that my own government was privy to your vacation. You see, we've been wanting to speak with you for a very, very long time. Now, put your head down. Yes, just like that. And sleep, good sir. Don't worry. I won't kill you. At least, not just yet. Wakey, wakey. Can't have you sleeping the entire night through. Now can we? Oh, you must forgive me. I hope the ropes aren't too tight. I truly wish I could have given you more comfortable accommodations, but as your country and my are, well, effectively at war with each other, I felt it somewhat prudent for your current condition to reflect that. Oh my! The famous Agent Cipher knows my name? Or rather, my handle, that is. But yes, that is indeed me, sir. I'm honored that you are aware of my presence. Yes, well, I suppose I did do a rather bang-up job with the whole destabilizing of the Gallia region in Marburg. But I must admit, I feel as though my influence in that entire fiasco has been somewhat inflated. That entire area was just a powder keg waiting to explode. I merely handed the rebels the appropriate match. It was on them to light it. They didn't have to light it, but they did. Well, of course, it had to be done. The alliance between Marburg and Crescent City would have been catastrophic for Westfall and her business interests. It would have effectively hemmed in our ports, putting quite a strain on our naval forces. But that's enough about me. After all, I'm not the one all tied up, and I do apologize about this damp from a rather bracing pail of water to the face. we're really here about you. Agent Cipher, the mysterious, illustrious spy from East Longvilliers, graduated with top honors from the University of St. Ambroise and immediately drafted into the Longvilliers Department of Internal Affairs. And then, of course, there was that absolutely dreadful, but luckily brief, border sortie with the Northern Territories. Still, somehow you managed to distinguish yourself in combat, single-handedly rescuing a company of your men in an entrenched position with nothing more than a handful of grenades and balls of steel. And when I say balls of steel, I'm not talking about the grenades, either. You've been the target of many assassination attempts, not the least from my compatriots as well, but since you are so often on the move, and you have no discernible family or friends to hold hostage, well, you have been depressingly difficult to pin down. Until that terribly unfortunate disaster with the idealistic and heartbreakingly beautiful Baroness Beatrice Lefeu. She really thought she could save the world, stop the wars. What a naive twat. We humans, from the very moment we are pulled from our mother's womb, we are programmed to kill, to oppress, to colonize, to propagate. We are not sheep. We are wolves. Ah. Did it strike a chord with you, Agent Cipher, hearing such harsh insults of your dead lover? Well, if it makes you feel any better, not that I expect it to. Neither I nor my government were in any way responsible for her demise and your subsequent suspension from service. No, she was somewhat of a useful idiot to us. I dare say she was a far more use to us alive than dead. You know, when I first heard about this so-called relationship between you and the Baroness, I thought my chin was going to punch right through the floor. The legendary Agent Cipher, falling for a woman? And what's more, a girl scarcely out of finishing school? I didn't know your tastes ran in that direction. No wonder you were able to avoid all the other femme fatales we threw in your direction. They were all of them positively dripping with lust and large breasts, but you didn't spare them a second glance if any of them were lucky enough to ever corner you for a split second. And then we thought, well, perhaps women weren't really your tastes. So we thought perhaps you were into your own gender. Alas, that too turned out not to be the case. But you know something. As I'm standing here, watching that water drip off your hair, soaking your shirts, your chest, and arms, I find myself somewhat grateful that you don't, as the somewhat uncouth saying goes, bat for the other team. And now you're tied up, with no chance of breaking free. Don't give me that look. I pride myself on my knots, you know. Not a single person has been able to break free once I introduce them to a chair, pillar, sofa, bed, whatever, and a substantial length of ultra-high molecular weight polyethylene. I'm rather known for it, you know. I guess that accounts for my other nickname in the field. Yes, the spider. Once I've got you in my web, you're never getting out. Yes. Keep looking at me like that. I love it when you look at me like that. I just can't get enough of it. Your eyes flashing like silver knives in the moonlight, and that tightness to your lips, the flexing of your jaw. Ooh, it makes me break out in goosebumps. God's alive, you really are a devastatingly handsome man, Cypher. I wasn't lying when I said exactly that this morning. I don't lie when it comes to things like that, if you must know. And to have you sitting there, trussed up tighter than a midwinter turkey straight out of the oven, all helpless and fully aware of it whilst looking up at me. I've never really considered myself much of a sadist, but I think I'm beginning to see the allure. I can't help but wonder what it'll take for you to break. Yes, my dear Agent Cypher. My orders are to break you. And I never disobey an order.